What's up, the lone wolf? I love your videos. They're really comedic and funny. I just wanted to ask you, what is your opinion about double jabbed girls? Should a man mate with this kind of girls? Just wanted to hear your point of view on that.
Today I have a topic request from Mr. Anonymous from Greece. That's right, MGTOW is worldwide. The topic is, should a man mate with a woman who got the jab, or mate with a non-jabbed woman? Let me make the disclaimer that I am not a doctor. I do not know what the status of things are in Greece, but in the Western world, it is not worth having children today. I will have to do a video on why I feel it is not worth having children right now. I know the womanist movement is spreading around the globe and probably hit your country. Let's assume your country has not been infected by the womanist movement. If I had the choice between knocking up a non-jabbed woman or a woman who had multiple jabs, I would take the non-jabbed. The sickness bug has a 99.9% survival rate. If you got the jab, I have nothing against you. I just think all that shit they put into your body is not good. I have read and seen multiple doctors saying how it is harmful, and long-term effects have not been studied. What if the ingredients used in the jab transferred to the unborn child, and later affected the child? The child could develop health problems later on. The human body is naturally very good at fighting and defending for itself. I would not want my child to grow up suffering from the effects of the jab. I have the jab. I did not want it. I had to get it, or I would go to prison, or be dishonorably discharged from the military. I was at 19 years 10 months of service. So now, at any time I could drop dead or fall to the ground and start shaking. I am not a betting man. I know a non-jabbed woman is pretty safe giving birth to a healthy child. It is unknown if a jabbed woman's child would be healthy when born, and also healthy long term. Anytime a child is born, it is at risk of being born with health complications. I am actually seeing more and more women giving birth to children with health problems. The reason for that is because most women cannot find a man to marry them. They panic and take any man they can get. Usually at this time they are 35 to 43 years old. At this age it is very risky to have children. They also have a much higher chance of having miscarriages. I think more time is needed to study the effects of adults, children, and unborn children. Thanks for the topic request. I do have a few other requests that are newsworthy. Those will be posted on the Wolf's Den channel. I may not always get to the stories sent to me right away. But eventually I try to get to them. Thanks for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.
Better of the strangers, believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger. Your heart is bound to break. I walk alone in the night, neath the pale moon. Loving's for the fools. Baby, beware of my bite. I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a